Pod People.
Relax. Breathe. Welcome to Ghost Honey's
Dream Machine.
Greetings, gentle listeners. Thank you so much for joining me on this little podcast journey. This is my first episode, and I'm so glad that you're here. Lately, I've noticed that more and more objects around my house have started to go missing. You see, I just moved into this old historic house tucked away in the hills of Los Angeles, and ever since I moved in, I can't help but to wonder, how does a pack of 50 hair ties dwindle down to 3? Why are so many of my socks missing their partner? And where do all of these missing items go? Is it just me, or is there actually something strange going on in this house? Last night, I fell asleep reading a travel guidebook. 150 sites in Kyoto, and this morning I couldn't find it anywhere. Not tucked under my pillow or between the sheets, it just disappeared. Poof. Nowhere to be found. Did I eat it in my sleep? Did the raccoons that live in the walls of my apartment sneak in and borrow it for some light reading? If they did, that's fine. I hope the raccoons would know that I would support them in any endeavor. I just wish they would let me know what they're scheming. I've never been to Japan, and I have no plans of going to Kyoto anytime soon, but it's a dream of mine to be able to visit one day. I bought this guidebook on a whim, thinking, whatever the future holds, I would like to be prepared. Now, should I ever get the chance to go to Kyoto, I can feel a little more confident. But I only made it to site 4 out of 150. Cherry blossom season. Right before I drifted to sleep, I was reading about a cherry blossom tree that is referred to as the Grand Old Man. And I can't for the life of me remember what park he resides in, or when cherry blossom season starts, or why they're not called the Grand Old Woman. Hello? Is someone laughing at me? Gentle listeners, did you hear that just now? Oh, I hope the recorder was able to pick that up. Please don't make fun of me, whoever you are. I'm kind of sensitive about that.
Down here, mother.
Down where? Under the bed?
Hello, mother.
Oh, sorry, I think you have the wrong boy. I'm nobody's mother.
You helped create me, mother.
Sorry, no, I don't think I like that. Why do you look like me, but blurry? Are we related? And if it's not too rude, can I ask why you're laying on your tummy under my bed?
I am the goblin of all lost things and stuff.
Your name is the goblin of all lost things and stuff?
What's in a name, mother? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Wait, your name is Rose?
No.
Are you the one taking all of my hair ties and socks?
Yes. Anytime you lose one of your hair ties, one of those tiny ankle socks, or a book.
Ugh, can I be honest? The ankle socks disappearing is the biggest inconvenience, at least for me. They're a third of the material, but cost the same as a full-length sock. Why is that? Try to make that make sense. You can't, Rose. You can't.
Anytime you forget about one of your smaller earthly possessions, they disappear. Poof, poof. And they find their way to me and my world, and they provide excellent nourishment for a goblin such as myself.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time paying attention to anything you're saying. Why do you sound like Clark Gable? Did we talk about that yet?
Mother Gable was a close friend.
That's nice. Rose, have you seen a small guidebook on Kyoto? Also, did you know that Kyoto has 1.5 million residents, which makes it the 8th largest city in Japan? Kyoto is definitely on my top 5 list of places I would love to visit, but I was kind of hoping to read up a little bit more before I go.
With every hair tie you drop under the sink, every sock you leave in the drying machine, I will all lost objects of yours to me, consume them, and in return your essence. Through this ancient process, I become a little more like you, Mother.
Yeah, that's nice. But you should be the best you that you can be, Rose. I know we're all a little guilty of adapting characteristics from our favorite TV show characters. I mean, I even went through a Friends period when I was in high school where I kept saying floopy like Phoebe, and that's probably harmless and fine in small doses, but I mean, then again, I never tried to eat Lisa Kudrow's socks, you know? So now I just try to be the best ghost honey that I can be. And you should be the best Rose that you can be.
With every item of yours I consume, I become a little less smoke, a little less blurry, a little more solid. With every page of a book that you leave unread.
Oh, my guidebook! Rose, I see it. It's under your elbow, you big goof.
Rats, foiled again. You've no idea how much nourishment that book would have provided.
Oh, here it is. The most revered tree is the Grand Old Man of Maruyama Park, a wonderful weeping cherry tree whose blossoms are illuminated at night like glowing pink stars against Kyoto's indigo sky. Oh, God, that's beautiful imagery. Oh, that'd been driving me bananas. I'm taking this back. Okay, I actually wasn't done reading it.
This shan't be the last time that we meet, Mother.
Oh, okay, you're just gonna hang out under here. Okay, do you need a pillow or anything? These floors are kind of hard. Also, I'm not your mother.
I have the travel pillow you lost on your trip to San Francisco in 2018.
Oh, yeah, you can keep that. Bye, Rose. Try not to eat any more of my stuff, okay? Or maybe ask first if you want to.
Ta-ta for now. Mother.
Cherry blossom season starts late March and lasts up to 3 weeks. It's probably too late to plan a trip for next year. Thank God Rose found my book. I hope they find themselves. At first, plum blossoms were the favorite trees, but by the Heian period, cherry blossoms began to attract more attention. Oh, I wonder how plum trees feel about that. Rose, you can have this when I'm done, okay?
Thank you, Mother.
Fear not, gentle listeners. Ghost Honey's Dream Machine will be right back after the break. Greetings, gentle listeners. I hope you've been doing well. I am so excited to talk to you today about my very first book. It's called Gentle Chaos, Poems, Tales, and Magic. This book is a collection of poems, images, personal stories, and vignettes that explore magic, queerness, lost history, love, and death, and the enchantment and comfort to be found in the weird, the dark, and the different. There's also pictures of teeth. The holiday season is fast approaching, and this book could make the perfect gift for the sensitive, death-obsessed weirdo in your life. And you can purchase it now wherever you buy books. Not only is there a book, but there is also a companion oracle card deck, a guided journal, and an audiobook recorded by yours truly, available wherever you listen to books. I hope you enjoy this book just as much as I do, and happy holidays from me to you.
Gentle Chaos is brought to you by Hazel Grove Unicorn Milk. Unicorn Milk. Grass-fed, pasture-raised, and ridiculously expensive. You wouldn't believe how hard it is to milk a unicorn.
Welcome back, gentle listeners. Well, this episode took an unexpected turn of events. Gentle listeners, as if the events that just unfolded weren't bizarre enough already, I would love to introduce you to one of my oldest friends, the moon. I'd really love to see if they can make sense of the chaos that we just heard unfold.
Hi, moon. You are positively glowing. How are you doing this evening? And do you have any words of wisdom for us?
Night is the mother of thoughts.
John Florio.
Moon, do you have a mother?
No, I am a celestial body. I am my own mother.
That's nice.
Thank you, Moon.
I'm happy to help.
And thank you, gentle listeners, for joining me on the debut of this little podcast journey. I hope that in this lifetime, you get to see everything you want to see. Sweet dreams. Ghost Honey's Dream Machine was written by me, Tyler Gaysa. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People, who make this lovely little podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Brian Rivers, Morgan Foose, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to Barbara Jones and Mark Fisher at Outshine Talent and all of my family and friends. If you love Ghost Honey's Dream Machine, the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. And if you're an overachiever, please leave a glowing review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Ghost Honey on TikTok and at Tyler Gaysa everywhere else to stay tuned on all Dream Machine news. And please, if you feel so inclined, go ahead and submit your own dreams at the dream submission form linked in any of my social media bios. I may include it in an upcoming episode. Bye for now.